Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Rise and shine.
I'm not really feeling up to this today.
Nope, not really feeling up to it.
Really?
Not today.
Why not?
Everything's so doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom?
The whole world is going crazy.
Sounds like you need a pep talk.
I don't need a pep talk.
Mom, he looked at me. Mom, he keeps taking the remote control. Mom, he won't let me watch what I want.
Well, you're getting one.
We're going to wake up.
Get it together.
One foot in front of the other.
Put a smile on your face.
And we're going to make a difference.
Okay, guys, it's showtime.
Maybe that's what we need, a good pep talk. A good pep talk this morning.
That ought to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our producer, Morty. It is show number 1898. Monday morning, it is 6:10. What a weekend. Went from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah, I know.
You know, hey, we're opening. We're excited. We're people are going back to work.
Yeah, and now we're busting your windows down so you can just board up.
Mm-hmm.
God, and believe me, we know what's going on. We do know what's going on out there. It's crazy, and you know, I don't speak for Mike, but I get it. I get you're angry, but this is not the way to do it. This is not the way to do it, man. Just not the way to do it. All these businesses that are just trying to get back on their feet.
That's it.
And then you just poop on them. So,
you know what? I do believe you do speak for me because God. I don't get it either.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it.
Of course. But
everything else along with it, I don't get.
Jeez.
And then the threat that went out late last night.
Yeah, I know.
About downtown Summerlin. In that whole area.
And then at Mandalay Bay, there was, you know, there were flashbangs. There were people being shot at there with rubber bullets. There were all sorts of, come on. This is Las Vegas. This is where you come to forget about things, right?
Take a deep breath.
Yeah. If only that would work. I hope so.
Let's see what happens today.
Jeez.
Just keep your fingers crossed and stay calm. Sunshine today. I know that's, you know what, Anna, well, I know that what? Sounds so...
I know, cliche and trite. Yeah, I know. I know, but...
If we're all in this together, then we are.
Yeah,
if we're not, then
though.
we're not. It.
Yeah, I know. We're all in this separately, apparently. I mean, we just... God, people. Oh, my God. Every day I say, it can't get worse. Well, guess what? It just did.
Sunshine today, going to be nice, partly cloudy, a little windy tomorrow. They say high today, 199, the high tomorrow, 73 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yes, let's lighten it up a little bit. Two new 30 for 30 documentaries. I love these documentaries. So many of them I've watched not even thinking I would like them. And I love them. One is on Bruce Lee, June 7th. The other one on Sammy Sosa, Mike, and Mark McGuire's home run chase in 1998. That will air on June 14th. That was quite a time. I remember following that whole thing, man.
Cheaters.
Yes, I know.
Cheaters.
Exactly.
The Bruce Lee thing, though.
That would be good. That will be very good.
Yeah.
I remember, I've said it before, watching Mark McGuire when he played for the Oakland A's. And he was a skinny little guy.
Part of the Bash Brothers.
Yes, that's right. He was a pretty small guy. Then all of a sudden, it was like, what happened to him?
And then Sammy Sosa, I don't know how many people know this. Sammy Sosa actually had to get permission from the league to put elastic around his sleeves like nobody else had to show off how big his arms were.
That's fun. No, it's interesting. It's very funny. Yeah. I remember, we're digressing. But
I
remember as a kid, Steve Garvey thinking he had like the biggest arms I had ever seen.
Yeah.
Huge arms. Listen, if you're a Duck Dynasty fan.
And who is it?
Yes, I know. I don't know if you heard about this. Phil Robertson discovered he has an adult daughter from an affair that he had many, many years ago.
That was the big, congrats.
Ooh. Yeah, she was hiding under his beard all these years, apparently. Jeez. And last year, Forbes magazine named Kylie Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire ever. I mentioned that on the show here. But they just revoked that title. They accused her of lying about her finances.
Oh.
They say her actual net worth is just under $900 million. So she is not a billionaire.
Wah, 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 wah.
Exactly. Faker!
Fake
fraud,
news!
Fraud! So she's broke, basically.
Okay.
Kris Jenner is actually very upset. Her mother very upset about this because she says she is a billionaire. And I haven't been this upset since my plastic surgeon told me he was out of Botox. So I'll tell you that. Ow, people. And Alanis Morissette turns 46 years old today. How is that?
What?
46 years old, Alanis Morissette. Her wow. jagged little pill is just for hot flashes. Now I'm hot. I'm just hot. That is my take for now.
People already texting, calling in this morning.
Yes, and we do appreciate it. Michelle said, hey, guys, I just wanted to say I completely agree with you. My daughter works at Target on Stephanie and Sunset. They closed early last night because of threats.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? You're right, Michelle. It is out of control. And Barb, good morning, y'all, from Virginia Beach. Thank you for being a bright spot, in the chaos. Barb, we thank you for that very, very much.
Okay.
Virginia Beach, welcome, my friend. We appreciate that.
Does this help?
What the world needs now is love.
In the sky, how someone's faces of people passing by.
I believe most people are good, and we got to live together.
Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Janie's on the phone. How are you this morning, Janie?
I am having a great morning. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
I got a call from my son yesterday in Colorado Springs, and I guess they were doing protesting out there. He was in his house doing absolutely nothing but playing video games with his girlfriend, and a bullet went through the window. He said they hit the deck, and now they've got all their wall units and stuff, you know, entertainment centers, all in front of the window.
In Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Colorado Springs.
That just sounds like a happy place.
God,
is everybody okay?
Everybody is fine.
Well,
and luckily,
good.
He knows the sounds. I mean, he's a reserve, you know. So the minute it went through, they were down on the floor.
Man, what?
I'm like, really? You know,
certain places you never think you have to worry too much about.
Right.
Well, you know, I couldn't say much about it because we were here in the apartment complex, and that guy was shooting. Here, you know, at Eagle Trace down on Nellis, you know.
Right.
So it was like, I'm like, as long as you head down to the floor, you're good.
You stay down in Colorado Springs. I got my own problems here. I'm Nellis in North Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Janie, thanks a lot for the call and stay safe.
Bye.
Hitting and hurting people and destroying property really need to look in the mirror because they are no better than that cop. Thank you for what you do each morning. And that is from Lindsay. Yeah. Yeah.
We opened up the phone lines last hour, so if you feel like reaching out, go ahead, 702-739-9636. Although it happened in Minneapolis, it's happening right here in our backyard. I'm talking as far as protesting and the riots and everything else.
Right.
On a different level, of course, but the threat is always there, so you just got to be careful.
Man,
sunshine today, going to be nice, partly cloudy tomorrow, a little windy. High 100 today, 99 tomorrow, 73 outside right now. Here we go.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the pandemic has brought back an old favorite for people, and that's the tuna melt. It's become very popular again. Part of the reason they say is because that was what was available. When there was no food, certain things couldn't get meat, things like that. Tuna was there. You just get a couple cans of tuna.
Yeah.
And all sorts of comfort food with that. Cheese, bread, mayo. That's all you need to make that. I don't mind a good tuna melt, but they've come back in a big way.
Never a fan.
No?
I don't know why. Well, because it has stuff that I don't like.
You don't like fish to begin with.
I don't
really
mind
that
fish,
much.
But
yeah.
Tuna fish.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Just looks gross to me.
Yeah. It's quite popular again. Good for you, tuna. Good for you. Jeez.
Good comeback.
Yes, that's right. public health officials scrambling to protect people now from the summer threat of coronavirus, of course, and the heat. They're saying these two now are not going to this is going to be rough. It's going to be real rough with the heat, people getting sick from that, and so be careful. I guess murder hornets are just gone now. They've just packed their little bags and they've left. That's it.
Whatever.
They're gone. Yeah.
We got murder hornets now.
Are we gone? Are we done? Are we out of here?
We have a few other things going on besides to worry about you.
Yeah. Even the murder hornets are saying, this isn't as fun as we thought it would be. This is not fun. We don't like this. This isn't fun.
I don't know where we're from, but we're going
back. People are rioting, and we can't get to them. So, jeez. And a new survey asked people to name the most iconic fashion item of all time. The top five. I will go from five to number one. Platform shoes, denim jackets, short shorts, the little black dress, and number one is the mini skirt.
Oh.
The mini skirt, Mike. I know.
I vote for that one.
Yes, when girl, that was
What year was that?
I'll have to look it up, but
look
I know that was hot pants were also in there. And a couple of other, it's interesting, some of the things that really kind of defined a generation, that's for sure. So, I always have a little black dress handy. Always, always. Every woman needs to have a little black
dress. Just in case.
Absolutely. Platform shoes, I never really wore those. But you did, I know.
Yeah.
You probably had the platform shoes.
With my big bell bottoms or leisure suit.
You're darn right.
Knick shirt. I was going out on a date.
Oh, I love it. Just
platform shoes.
I'm picturing it. I got it in my head.
Big fro.
Got it in my head. Yeah, there you go. Wide belt. Had the pick in your back pocket.
What's up?
Yeah, that's right. Keep on trucking, man.
Yeah.
Keep on trucking, O'Brien. That is a few things you should know for Monday, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
You were talking in the things we think you should know about those fashion statements.
Yeah.
What was your fashion statement growing up? You know, that one fashion that you had a lot of because it was hot right then and there.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of some. It's funny because when I was in high school, I swear to God, like one day we went from bell bottoms to straight leg jeans. And it was just weird. It was like, is that what we're doing now? We're doing, who did that?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a girl who moved to, she came to our school. She was from New York.
Oh.
And she was the first one to wear straight legs. And I swear to God, everybody saw Tori. And it was like, bam, we're wearing straight legs.
Well, she's
now.
From New York.
Yeah, she must know something. Mm-hmm. But those, wow. And we had there was a shoe that was so popular and they had that wavy bottom. I don't know if you remember, they were called Familiaris. Those were a big, huge thing when I was, especially in high school. That was a big deal.
I wish I could find a picture of it. And I have seen it at home, but it's in a box now. But I think it was the late 60s. I was just a fashion mess because I thought it would be.
Were you?
No, I was. I was. If you saw me, I wore this. I bought this outfit that it was red, white, and blue pants, bell bottoms.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And they had stars and stripes like a flag, and they were bell bottoms. And then I had platform shoes.
Right on.
And then I got a white belt because I thought this will look cool.
Right.
And not a navy blue shirt to go with the blue, but the brightest red shirt I could find.
Well, it matched.
And it did. And I had this big fro going on.
Yeah,
It had the big collar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that was pretty, for that time, I mean, that was, you know, that
I
was
look
it.
Back now and I go, what was I? How could my parents even let me go out of the house?
You were very patriotic. Was that during the Vietnam War era? Was it during that?
I think it late 60s.
Late
60s.
You're making a statement, man. You know what I'm surprised is not on this list? And this is the top 20. It is not on here. And that's parachute pants. I thought those were kind of a... That's kind of a big deal during that time.
So it doesn't matter what decade. What was your fashion? I mean, when you saw it and you wore it, and you said, I have to have enough of these so I can wear these all the time. Carly, you ran it down in things we think you should know.
Yeah, the top five. Miniskirt was number one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And little black dress, hot pants, denim jacket, platform shoes, number five.
I never went through the fringe, that fringe era.
Right.
Where everything had a fringe on it, like your jacket, your purse, your bell bottoms.
That was kind of big for me. I mean, for like my era, that was kind of big. Yeah, for a little while, for a short while it was. And then I think we went again. All of us. It's like one day we went from that to shoulder pads. And then I was out. But I wore them. But
I
yeah.
I do remember taking the hem out of my bell bottoms. And then you would fringe those.
You'd fray it up at the bottom.
Fray it up. Yes. Fray it up.
Yeah. That was cool.
And the bigger the fray, the cooler.
Yeah. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
We're getting some interesting... Boy, one of our listeners mentioned tube tops, man. I had a supply of those. Yeah, everybody
wait,
has
wait,
their...
wait, wait. You did?
No, not me. No, oh. No. One of our listeners. No,
okay.
No. Tube tops. Cassie said my hip hugger bell bottoms. Those were the way to go. She said they weren't big enough, so I cut the seams and added flowered material to fill them out. A lot of girls did that on the side. That was pretty...
so cool.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Jelly shoes, those were big, too. I don't know if you... Those were more maybe, I want to say, later 80s, maybe.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
What
or
shoes
so
did you mention, John? Earth shoes?
Earth shoes. You know, yeah. The bottoms were rippled.
Yeah,
they kind of rolled on them instead of walked.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just like those shoes that you
the Familaris.
Yeah.
Levi's. A lot of people said 501. Levi's 501s were a staple.
Button fly.
It is the button fly. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, those were terrible in the wintertime because you could never, your fingers were so numb from being cold outside, you couldn't get them unbuttoned.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Oh. You're right about that. Now, Manny said, I was raised with three sisters and a brother. So there wasn't much to go around. Fashion was when one of my parents or siblings got something new, and then I got the hand-me-down. I'm so sorry, Manny.
It was always like three or four years behind.
It was a few years behind. Yes, exactly. Why are you wearing a Nehru, Manny? It's 1985. Well,
you had mentioned Paisley, too. Somebody else had mentioned Paisley.
Yeah, Mary mentioned Paisley. And then somebody had mentioned now, that obviously, it said now it's my Chucks. Which is interesting, Chuck Taylors, because back in the day, that wasn't fashion. Those were you guys, those were your gym shoes or your basketball shoes. That's what those were. Chucks didn't get
whether
big,
they
I don't
were
think,
the
till,
low cut, high cut, didn't matter. High
tops. Yeah, just Chucks, the most uncomfortable shoe on the face of the
earth. They provided no support. I don't know why they were the gym shoes that we wore for everything.
Yeah, they're the worst. I don't know how guys played in those. Like in the NBA, they wore those things.
Or the Converse.
Yes, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's
them. PF Flyers.
Oh, the PF Flyers. Yeah. Yes, yeah, the PF Flyers.
I forget which one, you jump higher and run faster.
Yes, that's right. Remember that?
Yeah. Red Ball Jets.
Yeah, that's right.
I have the Red Ball. Red Ball Jets.
Yeah, the Red... Oh, my gosh. Now, somebody... Aw, oh, Rick, you're so cute. If you had them, God love you. The parachute pants.
Oh,
had to have them in the 80s.
Yeah, I had them.
Did guys... I
would wear them out.
I know they were huge. Yeah, I know they were huge. I know they were huge, boy, but wow, yeah.
Those. I could wear them out to dinner or to work out in.
Yep.
Right. There you go.
Members only jacket.
We were all a fashion disaster.
Yeah, weren't we?
A couple of more texts talking about fashion.
Yeah.
I hate even using that word fashion when we're talking about these clothes.
Well, they were, just like now. Whatever kids are wearing now, in 10 years, they're going to laugh at themselves, just like we did. It's interesting. Now, somebody, Sarah mentioned, remember dolphin shorts in the early 80s? And yes, I sure do. Short ones.
Yeah.
You guys like those, man. It's amazing how things were big at one time, you know. They were just the hugest thing at the time. Skorts, Delia mentioned. That was for us, ladies. Those were shorts and a skirt in one.
So was that like, it looked like a skirt in the front, but in the back?
Yes, but it was divided. It was, you could see the division in the back.
Okay.
But in the front, it looked like a skirt. I'm getting a lot of 501s. My brother Matt even said it was 501s and Adidas with the blue stripes. White Adidas with the blue stripes on them. That was the cool thing. Z Cavaricci's. Those were huge back in the 80s. Like mid to late.
Right?
Oh, they were so expensive. Yeah, but they had them for men and women.
Right.
And they were so cool. I mean, if you were at like Botany's or...
Tramps,
something like that. I mean, the really cool guys were sporting the Z Cavaricci's.
With
that
satin shirt or silk shirt?
Yeah, kind of maybe a silk shirt, possibly.
Right.
Yeah, you might have had a polo on with them with the collar popped as well.
Okay.
Yeah, you popped that collar on that Lacoste.
The other thing I wanted to mention when I was in high school, early 70s, I don't know, for like a year or something, corduroy was big.
Yeah, you know what's funny? And you're right.
Corduroy bells.
Yeah, corduroy. And then what we'll do is we'll take the hottest fabric on earth and we'll make shorts for you guys out of corduroy.
And we'll wear them.
Yeah, they're OP. Okay.
Yeah, but see, they're not as hot as when you wear the shorts.
Yeah, I don't have a leg on them, so they're much
cooler. Sound the same, too, when you walk. Thank you so much for texting in. Are you going back to work? As we try and get back to some normalcy after COVID-19, which, by the way, is still a thing.
Yes, and I'm afraid now because of all of this, it's going to be more of a thing again. It's going to be more of a thing.
So are we open? Are we not open?
I know it. I hope a lot of people are wondering if the casinos are indeed going to open on the 4th. I mean, they're scheduled to. Hopefully this will all settle down. But it's a good thing they weren't open this weekend, really.
I thought about you because when I read there was a curfew up in Reno, I know that you grew up there and that city's very close to your heart.
Well, they were knocking in the federal buildings and things like that, breaking the windows. Yes, it does. It breaks my heart. And, you laugh. Everybody says, oh, Reno. But there has been rioting going on there off and on for years. I mean, throughout all sorts of different events. And it always seems to start up there. And it makes me very sad. Very sad.
Of course, what's going on down here got a little scary last night.
Yeah, it did.
Because there were threats that they were bringing it out to Summerlin.
Yes. Really? Of all places? We're taking the protests to downtown Summerlin. Really? People?
And
Really?
And I felt for those people that are protesting and trying to get their point across and their voices heard.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a message from Black Lives Matter saying, hey, stay home. This is not us.
No. No.
We're not doing this.
No. And we get it. I get it. There's reason to be angry, but, there's a way to do it.
We opened the phone lines earlier in the show in the 6 o'clock hour, but we're here. 702-739-9636. Gotten something to say? We'd love to hear from you. Text in, same number, 702-739-9636. Plenty of sunshine today, high near 100, 99 tomorrow, a little windy with some clouds, 81 now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, ABC insiders are supposedly extremely worried about Ryan Seacrest. They say he's just overdoing it. He has, 27 jobs, and they're kind of worried about him at this point. He did that American Idol finale a couple of weeks back, and he almost kind of, people thought he had a stroke, his one eye kind of closed, and he just, So he's on hiatus from a couple of things now coming up. Brian and Kelly are going on a break for a while, and so maybe he can get a little rest, but he does, he works a lot.
So he does the radio show in L.A. He does the Kelly and Ryan thing.
He also produces several shows.
Like the Kardashians.
Yeah, and there's another, there's another reality show that he does as well.
And what is he, only 25?
Yes, 26? Exactly. I think he's like early 40s now, I believe. Wow. Yeah, I know it. I know. Oh, the Dick Clark, he does his thing as well. Yeah. He produces that, which, that's once a year. Would he spend a day on that or so? I'm kidding, people.
Slow down, Ryan.
Yeah, just slow down,
America
dude.
Needs you.
Yes, exactly. Elton John, it's affected everyone, and I was a little surprised when I read this, but I guess not. He has laid off his band and other staff members because of the coronavirus. Had to cancel his tour, of course, like so many artists. Resulted in a $75 million loss for Elton John thus far. So, hitting everyone differently, of course.
Right.
Comparatively. It is, yes, exactly. And a former NFL exec has come out and admitted, and this is why so much is going on, I suppose, that Colin Kaepernick's peaceful protests indeed end his NFL career. He said it wasn't because he wasn't good enough to play. That is exactly why his career is no longer. Very sad. Very, very sad. Hopefully, who knows if that will ever change. But he's doing some good out there. He definitely is. He's doing some good out there. So good for him. For now, that is my take. Sponsored by the Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
We always try and feature a good 911 call. This isn't funny at all, but
well, yeah, I'll I know.
I've always imagined, I try to imagine what I would do if this happened to me. So this young girl is behind the wheel of a car.
Mm-hmm.
She can't get it to slow down.
Yeah.
So she has the mindset, I better call 911.
Yeah.
So here's what happens.
Emma, this is Becky. I need you to listen to me right now, okay?
I'm trying and I won't do it.
Okay. All right. Now, I want you to take a hold of your emergency brake and just gradually pull that a little bit and see if it slows you down at all. Emma, does it slow you down at all?
Yeah.
Car park. You're okay.
Now, I know it seems obvious. If you have a problem, just pull the emergency brake.
Yeah.
But is it?
But no, it's not. And also, my emergency brake, there's no gradual.
No?
No. I'm sure Jody has what I have. I have a button. You just pull a button up. You don't pull your...
Sam, the old-fashioned car where you...
Oh, yeah, where you got
the big pipe.
Is that it, or do you have the foot one?
No.
No, you have the middle one?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah, no, I have no idea. No idea.
And that's one of the things that, I don't know if anybody's ever tested that.
Yeah.
You know, while you're driving?
I did when I was in high school. I tested
it. Did you really?
I did. Yeah, I did. It works. Oh, it works. But I didn't do it gradually. I just pulled it. Yeah.
And you said,
yeah. Yes, it works.
Thank God the girl's okay.
Oh, I know.
Shaken up,
oh my
of course,
gosh!
But,
I would have. You'd have gotten the same call from me.
What do you do?
Hi, OnStar. Hello.
Yeah, just pull the brake.
I can't
pull the emergency brake.
I'm probably gonna just I don't know if those if you just pull that little button,
right?
If that'll gradually stop you, or if it'll just slam you and
Does anybody know?
Yeah, has anybody tried that one?
702-739-9636. We're not telling you to do it.
No, I would like to know if that does work.
All right.
You know, maybe
talk or text.
Yeah, please let me know. Jeez.
That's the one call I don't want from Carla.
I know. Hey, I can't stop.
All right. Let me call you back.
Just get in front of me.
I don't. All right. If somebody has done that, we want to hear from you because, we'd like to know if that does work.
Yes.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 96.3.
So we played that 911 call of a young girl. Her brakes went out.
Yeah.
She called 911. Don't know what to do. And the 911 operator said, pull slowly on your emergency brake. And that might help you slow down the car. Everything worked out.
Right.
Having said all that, but I've always thought, what do I do if my brakes do indeed go out?
Yeah.
And we always, I'll just pull the emergency brake. But we wanted to know if that actually stops you.
Yeah. And like you still have the pull brake.
Right. I don't have a pull brake anymore. I have the button.
The button. So do I. So do I.
And
so
I'm guessing just hitting that is not going to be as pleasant as slowly pulling the emergency brake.
That's what I'm wondering.
Brian, tell everybody what happened to you.
My friend said, hey, is it okay if you go get some parts for my brakes because they're going out? And I said, I said, my vehicle just got taken by one of my employees. I said, is it okay if I drive yours? And he goes, but you might have to use the emergency brake. And I go, why? And he goes, it's getting really bad. And I go, whatever. You know, I don't really think anything of it.
Oh, my gosh.
I drove up. I went up to get the parts.
Uh-huh.
And I started driving out of the parking lot, kind of. I seen an opening, so I'm like, all right, I can go. Woo. I started going high speed. And all of a sudden, her clunk, and there was no brakes at all.
Oh,
and I'm like, whoa, crap. So I grabbed the emergency brake in the middle, which was a stick, like Mike was talking about.
Right.
And I yanked on it as hard as I could. and I barely slowed down before they hit me. They would have smacked me on the side so hard.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Oh, I was like, gosh. Wow, those guys' brakes really are going out. I didn't know.
Oh, my God. And to loan your car, too. Listen.
It's not like the radio doesn't work or the heater doesn't work.
Yeah. That one seatbelt doesn't work.
Yeah, the brakes are kind of going out, so just be careful. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, can I use your car? Yeah, but the brakes, there's some problem. They're touch and go.
Yeah. All right. People are writing in and letting us know what happens. I don't know about that. Well,
no?
Ann says the emergency brake thing does work. When I was in high school, I was working over at Meadows Mall. I was 15, getting off on Decatur. Wow. Okay. And my foot fell through the brake. And, she had to pull the emergency brake. Now, Steve says, duh, put the car in neutral and slowly pull the e-brake. Well, duh, Steve, what if I don't have an e-brake? Then what? I have a little button brake. Does that work?
I don't know.
There's no gradual.
Ryan, what about you? Has this happened to you?
Well, I mean, I've never been out of control, but I had a Ford Fusion. I think it was kind of like what Carla was talking about. And the little button doesn't work when you're cruising. Yeah, it's just a parking brake.
Oh, that's just great.
So when you park, you make sure not to go anywhere.
That's it. Yes, exactly. Oh, great.
Well, that's a nice feature.
Well, now I'm looking for a little 85 Honda, just in case.
Lock them up. You know,
with the big stick in the middle.
With the big thing in the middle, yes.
Yeah.
Man.
Ryan, thanks a lot for the call.
All right, you guys, have a good one.
Brian's on the phone. Brian, too, is on the phone. Got a bunch of Brians and Ryans and everything else calling up during a body shop.
Yes.
It's body shop this morning. Brian, what's going on?
So I was telling you about the parking brake thing. The reason why the parking brake or emergency brake sometimes works and other times doesn't work is because it's actually connected to the rear brakes of the car. So most front-wheel drive cars, your primary power braking is done on the front brake. So the rear brake shoes will open up. You can actually, that's how you adjust the rear brakes, is by pulling up on your parking brake.
Yeah, I remember. It's funny, when I used to take my car in, you know, older cars and all that, when you have something done to your brakes, your emergency brake feels completely different. You barely have to pull it up, and
if your brakes are wearing down, it's not going to really stop your car. And plus, if you only have rear brakes, if you're doing 65, you've only maybe got 30% of your stopping power. And because 70% would be like in your front brake.
I don't even want to drive anymore.
If your car is, you know, like your accelerator sticks, the best thing to do is A, slam it into neutral, because that'll stop the car from accelerating, because you disengage the transmission, but you can still drive and brake and get off the road and then turn the car off.
But in neutral, and even in a car, an automatic, I suppose you could downshift, correct?
If you still have that, I think most of them have 2-in-1.
Right.
You know, occasionally the newer cars are getting cheaper on those. They're not putting that on.
Good to know.
Yeah, I know. I do have that. I do have the 2-in-1, so I'm glad. Yeah. I don't even want to drive anymore. I don't even want to drive.
Brian, thanks for the info.
You're welcome. Stay safe out there.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, I don't know what's happening in the world, but animals are going nuts.
Yeah.
We've talked about this over the last couple of weeks. Now, monkeys in India.
Oh, I don't like this. Yeah.
They attacked a lab employee and stole blood samples from coronavirus patients.
Ugh, that's just great.
And 87% of people have had more unusual dreams since the pandemic started.
Yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with the story, but it's in the same paragraph.
Okay. All right, then.
And in other news.
Didn't want to edit that, did you? Didn't want to edit that out. Where are the monkeys coming from that they're just wandering into the clinic?
I don't know.
Did they have an appointment? Why were they there?
This has happened before. Monkey, remember the story? The monkey tried to kidnap a baby.
Yeah, where is, well, I'm not, that's off my list of places to live.
On a motor scooter. Right, India?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not moving to India now.
You're not going to want to move to Altoona.
Oh, Altoona, PA.
41-year-old woman in Pennsylvania got into an argument with her 20-year-old son She disconnected the Wi-Fi. She, I guess, was upset about something.
Hello?
Jeez. Well, he responded by cutting the power to the entire house. Well, that will show you.
Okay. All right.
So now they don't have any Wi-Fi. They don't have any power.
That's great.
Okay. No clean clothes.
All right.
And the fight escalated. Police had to come in.
Yeah.
And everybody got a ticket.
Okay. Well, good. That's great. I got a ticket. I can't believe that.
And by the way, 87% of people have had more unusual dreams since the pandemic started. Yeah,
just toss that. There you go. Exactly. My... Where's our editor? Where is he?
We have nobody.
I know. I get TikTok videos every day from people, and there's a 25-year-old woman in Mexico. She burned down 150 acres in a forest. She was trying to do a cute little TikTok video. She and her friend were juggling fire, and then the flames hit a tree, and the whole place went up in smoke.
Poof.
Took out most of the forest. About 60 people were evacuated because she was trying to get a 15-second video that she could post on and show all her friends, look at what you're doing. So, yeah, she's in trouble.
Oh, boy.
I know, but I'm sure that somebody will send me that video today. Mm-hmm. Look at this. And here's all I can say about this story. Some people have way more ambition than I do, no matter what the circumstances. 19-year-old boy, paralyzed and deaf, tried to rob a jewelry store in Brazil. He pointed a fake gun at an employee with his feet, and he put a note on the counter with his feet. That, oddly enough, said, hand over everything. Don't raise attention. I'm sorry, but I'm sure the employees were just like, really? Guy.
Give him a couple of bucks.
Come on. What do you want? Do you want something? Joe, do we have any of the sterling silver rings? Can we just give him something? Because this, listen, I mean, I give you, you know, an
he wanted to break
effort.
Out.
Maybe so. Maybe, you know, and like I always say, we don't know how bad it is for someone else.
Right.
And I mean, things are pretty bad for him to begin with. But he does have ambition. I will give him that, man. Good for you, kid. 19 years old, you are going to go places. You definitely are. It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. And you know what? Today, probably the simpler, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Couple celebrated their wedding anniversary. And you hear a lot of this lately, I know. But they did it for their 40th wedding anniversary. They did it in a KFC parking lot. This was on the East Coast. The coronavirus, of course, ruined their plans to have. They were having the whole family gathering for it originally. But they thought, now, you know, we better hold off. So they set up a little folding table, two chairs, put on a little red tablecloth. They had wine and flowers, and they dined on KFC chicken for their anniversary. Mike.
Well, sometimes that's all you need.
I agree. I think that's really sweet. They'll probably remember that even more.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really sweet. Good
you
for
know,
them.
20, 30 years down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. That's well, if they're around.
I don't
this for. But yes.
They
yes,
remember
yes.
when we did this?
I know. I think that's really cute. I love the little ideas that people are turning into big things during this. I love that.
For this time, for this moment.
Yes, yeah.
That's a feel-good story. If you have one, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Hold on for a second. Yeah.
Just hold on. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, you know what? When we're here, just dial us up, 702-739-9636. You can tell us your story. Give us your version. We would love to hear about it. All right, recap of the show from this morning. Well, first thing right off the bat, we talked about what's happening not only nationwide, but right here in our own backyard. And it's a little scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
We just hope. You know, that I guess it moves along in a peaceful pace.
I have people asking me, and you had asked earlier today, Mike, if there's a curfew here in Las Vegas. There's not thus far, so, you know, but I suppose just check the news occasionally. You know, hopefully this will stop. I don't know.
Voices need to be heard. We get that. We understand it.
Yeah.
And that's our right.
Yes, it is. It's
to
frustrating.
Do it peacefully, though.
Yeah, exactly. It is frustrating for everyone. Just... You know, do your best, people. Please do your best.
On the flip side, we talked about fashion.
Yeah, yes. And we talked about bell bottoms and Zeke Cavaricci's. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And also brakes. What to do, like the young girl from the 911 call to do, if your brakes go out, and boy, what an education.
No kidding. I didn't know some of this stuff.
Clearly, that little button doesn't help you at all.
No, downshift.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Wow, so thank you very much for the calls. Anytime you want to reach out and call, 702-739-9636. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.